And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The State House of Representatives is expected to vote this week on a motion to override Governor Cooper's veto of the badly misnamed Abortion Survivors Protection Act. Let's hope the effort fails. As Cooper said in his veto message last month, quote, "Laws already protect newborn babies, and this bill is an unnecessary interference between doctors and their patients. This needless legislation would criminalize doctors and other healthcare providers for a practice that simply does not exist." In other words, doctors already have a procedure for dealing with pregnancies that pass the point of fetal viability. It's called birth. The bill in question is nothing more than a propaganda piece pushed by advocates seeking to outlaw all abortions, even those that occur very early in pregnancy or in situations brought on by rape or incest. The bottom line, Americans overwhelmingly, more than two-thirds, support current federal law on women's access to abortion, as expressed in the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. That decision makes clear that prior to viability, the decision must rest with the woman and her doctor. Kudos to Governor Cooper for defending this important right. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.